Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of slandering a person and carrying tales between two people, or carrying tales between people in general, in order to cause any type of trouble, any type of harm. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra bi qabarin, faqala innahuma yu'adhaban, wa ma yu'adhabani fi kabirin, بلى إنه كبير أما أحدهما فكان يمشي بالنميمة وأما الآخر فكان لا يستتر من بوله متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by two graves and said, they are being punished at present, but they are not being punished for something that was major, something that was difficult to refrain from. They're not being punished. These two people in these two covers are being punished, but they're not being punished for something that was very, very difficult to refrain from. One explanation. Or the other explanation, it was, in their opinion, it was a small thing. That action that they were doing that caused them to be punished, in their opinion, it was a small action. It wasn't a major sin. It was like a small thing. So they just overlooked it. So that's why now they're being punished. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, but it is a major sin. One of them was a slanderer, and the other was not careful of urine drops when relieving himself. So here ulama explained two things from amongst the many things that's explained in this hadith. One is how careful we have to be as far as carrying tales is concerned. How careful we have to be about speaking and talking about other people. Here a person, this was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one riwayat it comes that they had just been buried. So we can imagine that this was in the zaman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he is mentioning this, that they being punished for something that they didn't regard as either big, or it was not difficult to refrain from. That if a person just holds himself back, he just restrains himself from speaking, then how much he will get saved from. And look at the serious consequences of this, that a person will be punished in the qabr. It's not a small thing, it is a serious thing. And the other thing that this hadith is mentioning about is that a person not being careful about urine drops. This also is something that is so widely overlooked. A person just goes to the toilet, relieves himself, and very often it is such that the high pan has got that ability that there's a lot of splashes that come. A lot of drops affect a person. A lot of splashes affect a person. If a person is not careful about these urine drops, then these are the serious consequences that happens. So therefore we got to be extremely careful. Ideally try and get used to using the Eastern pan. And then a person also shouldn't rush. The next mistake people make in the toilet is they rush, they go in and come out quickly. A person should take his time and ensure that every drop is out. Every single drop is out, even if it means exerting a little bit of pressure. Some people cough, some people just lift themselves up slightly and lower themselves, just to see that every drop comes out. This is all part of our deen. How beautiful our deen is, it ensures the total purity, total taharat. Not that a person goes to extremes and takes too long in the toilet, but at the same time a person ensures that every drop has come out, he's completely clean, and now he leaves the toilet. So these things are part of our teaching. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak now and then would expose things of barzakh to him, so that he could explain to us and tell to us what is the condition of people in barzakh. So this wasn't something that was happening all the time, but every now and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would open it up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Important matters like this become exposed and become known to us, that how serious these things are. We consider carrying tales as something light, especially in today's time and zamana, where we've got the social media, and so easily these tales can be carried, so easily this message can be forwarded and sent around and broadcasted. We have to be extra careful of what we send and what we read also. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ala unabbiukum al'ab hiya an-namima al-qalatu bayna an-nas. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not tell you what slander is? It is a tale bearing that is bandied amongst people. You know, it's tale bearing, telling stories and carrying it around to people. This is what is namima. There's an interesting story. Hammad ibn Salama rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that a man, he sold one slave to the buyer, just to show us that what a bad quality this is, what a bad quality carrying of tales is. and it becomes a habit, then it's very hard to break that habit also. A person is so used that it becomes his pastime to talk about that person, what happened here, what happened there, you heard in this town what happened, you heard what happened to this person. It just becomes like a pastime. Now it becomes very difficult to take out that quality. So Hamad ibn Salama, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions a story, an incident, about a person who sold a slave. One person was selling a slave, and when he was selling his slave, he made it known to the buyer that this slave has got one weakness, and that weakness is he likes to tell a lot of tales, he likes to tell a lot of stories, he likes to carry a lot of stories. So this is his weakness. But the buyer thought that this is the only fault, that he carries tales. He thought it was nothing, it was, you know, something very, very small, something inconsequential. So anyway, he had bought. The reason of this whole incident is to teach us that how dangerous this quality is of carrying tales, and how dangerous it is to mix with such people that carry tales. So anyway, there was a person that was selling his slave, and he told the buyer that the slave has got this weakness, he likes to carry tales. And the buyer said, "Ah man, that's a small thing. Carrying tales is a small thing, I can keep this kind of person, it doesn't make a difference to me." So he bought the slave. Now what the slave did one day was, the slave, because of his habit of telling tales, he went up to the wife and he told the wife of this master that, "You know what, your husband is not so interested in you, he's interested in another woman. So he's interested in another woman, but don't worry, I know one Taweez, I can make one Taweez, but his love will come back to you, that he won't be interested in the other woman anymore." So naturally any woman will get excited like this. "My husband now is not interested in me, he's interested in another woman. And this person who's working here for us, our worker here, suddenly he's telling me that he can arrange a taweez, but he says, you know what, I need you to do it this way, that at midnight, late at night, what you need to do is you need to bring a few strands of hair from this person's nape, back of his neck. You must bring a few strands of hair, take a knife and cut out a few strands of hair and bring it to me. Then I will make this taweez and then he will start liking you now." So what had happened was, he told the wife this. Now, person who carries tales, he went to the husband, just to make fitna, just to create nonsense. So he went to the husband and told his husband, "You know what, your wife, she's got interest in another man. She's interested in another man, and she's got another person that she likes, and she intends to kill you. And the proof of this is, you just act like you're sleeping tonight, act like you're sleeping, and you'll see she'll come late at night with a knife by you, by your neck she'll come. Late at night she's going to come with a knife. I'm just warning you, I'm foretelling you," as though he came to do some good. He's telling this master like he came to do some good. So that night the master, what he did was, he acted like he was sleeping, but he wasn't sleeping. And he was just watching to see what is happening. Now this wife thought that this master, the husband is sleeping. So she came with a knife to cut the few hairs from the back. Her niyat was good. Her niyat was such that my husband must start liking me again. But she came to get that hair. When she came with a knife by this person's neck, then he realized that what my slave is telling me is true. Immediately he woke up and he killed his wife. When he killed his wife, then what had happened was, the wife's family now realized that this man had killed. And now they had taken revenge and they had killed this man. So both couple, husband and wife, was killed. Now that slave became free and he went away. He got happy, he went away. But it caused a feud between these two families for generations. So this is such a serious consequence of carrying tales. It may look as though it's something small, but when you mix with such a type of person, it can cause a disaster, it can cause a lot of harm and a lot of hardship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this quality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such, ulama explain, that we rather just remain silent. We rather keep quiet. We're not sure what to do. That principle that we did in the beginning, such a beautiful principle that we did in the beginning, that if a person wants to say something, and it only has benefit, only benefit in what he's going to say, then he should say it. If there's a possibility of benefit and harm, then a person shouldn't say it, because sometimes that harm can lead into haram, and it can lead a person into haram, then he shouldn't say it. And by default, if it's only harm, then a person shouldn't even go close to that. Ya Allah subhanallah, give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.